It's a very, very sad and emotional day for us all in BBC Radio Sport, because earlier this afternoon we received the terrible news of the death of our colleague and our friend David Oates, well known to you, the listener, as a regular commentator and reporter for the BBC, especially on football and rugby league. David was taken ill suddenly in midweek and tragically passed away earlier today. And all of our thoughts go out to his family and especially to his dear wife, Charlotte Nicol, who's also a close colleague of ours, and his two daughters, Imogen and Kate. We're in Manchester today, where David began his broadcasting career a quarter of a century ago with local radio before moving to join us in the sports department in London. Alan Green, who's with me today, and I, and our producer Alistair Yeomans, have had many, many happy memories of working with David. And Alan, I'm always going to remember, I think, David's love for the game, for sport as a whole, obviously for his family, and for his beloved Blackpool Football Club.
He so loved Blackpool, and he never hid that love. Though when I first knew Oatsy, as I got to know him, not David, Oatsy, that was 25 years ago, he was the Manchester United reporter for Radio Manchester. I was working for Radio 2, living in the Manchester area. We were at so many games together. I've got so many memories of David. I've been abroad, though, for a few weeks. I didn't know until 20 minutes to 2 today that David was even ill. And then a few minutes later, you and I, Mike, were told that he'd died. Such a great guy. Such a brilliant member until recently of the Five Live sports team. And married to Charlotte Nicola, you know, a producer that we've worked with for so long following England. It's absolutely devastating news, and we're particularly devastated thinking of Lottie and the girls.
Well, I think if I was to refer to you and pick out one example in particular of David Oates's considerable ability and skill as a broadcaster, I think I would remind you of that night almost a year ago when he was at White Hart Lane and in a truly measured and dignified way described those dramatic events surrounding Fabrice Muamba's collapse on the pitch. David drew strength from all of his years of experience as an accomplished broadcaster that night, and we have lost a very, very good man.
Oh, goodness. I'm just looking at a picture. It was at my birthday party 2 weeks ago. I got
I'm afraid to say
him here murdering an Elvis song on the karaoke. Oh, Andy.
I can only echo from, we have, you know, it's a serious business, you know, journalism, but as you hear Mike and you hear Alan there, and we all go away together. We go, you know, there's a camaraderie that's built up, you know, in a way, it's a ruthless business. It's tough, you know, people think it's you know, a lovely job to cover sports, but it can be tough, but you build up this camaraderie on the road, you know it. With print guys, you know, with TV guys, with the radio people, we see, you know, teams lose, teams win. We have we share the ups, the downs, the disappointments, a pint in the bar afters, and when someone, you know, like David, who there wasn't, it can be an incredibly sort of, I don't know, hard sort of people talking about each other. There was never a bad word about David, and I can only echo what the lads say. You know, I mean, poor Charlotte, poor Lottie. And the children, you know, they were a couple that were just a wonderful, lovely part of the fabric of covering sport.
Yeah, a big commentator, obviously, from rugby league. You probably know him from rugby league. Dave Woods, obviously, you know, great pals. And David's been keeping us up to date this week with his condition because he's been in intensive care. And the thought was he's going to have to stay in intensive care for at least 3 or 4 weeks. And everyone thought, well, at least he's going to be looked after. And thought, well, I know he survived the other night, but then this, I mean, it's just like, bomb.